The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. To counter that, the Creator has said, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" So if you don't believe in the Creator, you need to ask yourself what it is that you expect to happen at the end of your life. Conversely, if you are a believer, Father has said, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven?" Which inherently means I will give them great authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted. So if you are a believer and you don't have a deep personal relationship with Father and you don't have a high level of conviction that you are destined for a high throne, then I would suggest that this program is for you. Today's topic is worship again, extension of the last broadcast. And about worship, the Creator has said, worship relies on the right heart attitude and appropriate words with anointed music. Outline of this broadcast, do a quick recap of a few key points. I'm then going to share some examples of what I term recommended worship songs with you and explain why those words are important and why I think you should be singing them. We'll then wrap up. The songs that I'm going to talk about today are available for download on my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. The End Time Issue Ministries, one word, endtimeissueministries.org, endtimeissueministries.org. If you click, if you hover your mouse over the home tab in the top left-hand corner of the menu, you will find that there is a tab called Recommended Worship, and if you click on that, you will find the songs available to listen to there or to download. Insofar as this program is about becoming a friend of the Almighty, about having a deep personal relationship with the Almighty, I would stress to you that a friend worships at every possible opportunity. So by way of introduction, who am I? My name is James Robertson. I've spent the last 25 plus years actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty. After he spoke to me audibly in 1993 when I was considering killing myself. And given that he spoke to me then, it's never occurred to me that he wouldn't speak to me. And so I've spent 25 years speaking to him. I also realized at that time that my life was spiritually a mess, that I was going in the wrong direction and that I would have been rejected by the Almighty if I had died then. So I turned around, repented, and committed myself to seeking to know him. And that I've done. And this program is about sharing some of what I've learned in the hope that you can actively seek to draw close to him and do so faster than I did and deeper than I did in the time it took me. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's my part-time ministry that I operate in addition to my day job. It's the vehicle I use for delivering my message. It's involved in internet publishing. We send out emails. If you'd like to be on the email list, just email me at www.endtimeissueministries.org, and I'll add you to the mailing list. We've got the websites, this radio program, and shortly we will have some physical books. If you're interested in any of that, please email me. This program, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, or put in other terms, the Creator desires friends. Unless you have actively heard the Almighty say to you that you are his friend, which is pretty unlikely because there are not many. I would encourage you to seek to develop a deep relationship with him. You can go as deep as you're willing in terms of the effort, the sacrifice. You'll need to read, pray, fast, and above all, you'll need to worship. And this program is about, tonight is about sharing some thoughts around how you worship deeply and how you draw close to Father and get filled with his Spirit. So again, the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, for more information. Some questions from last week's program. How do we know what is the right thing to follow and worship? Well, you can listen to people like myself, or you can get on your knees and ask Father and do the hard work, do the fasting, do the praying, until you feel confident that you're being led by his Spirit. I believe that what I have to share with you is inspired by him, is valid and valuable, and so you can follow my example if you want to. Next question, seems we're doing things wrong and we've been taught the wrong way to do things. How are we to know what is right? Well, I guess it's a bit like the previous question. Yes, a lot of wrong things have been taught, and a lot of what's been taught is the wrong way of doing things. How are you to know what is right? Again, turn to Father. I believe that what I have to offer is right, but I guess that pretty much anybody who's out there sending out emails or publishing websites or whatever is convinced that what they have to say is right. So really fast, pray, ask for signs, do whatever you need to do. Do not rely on any other human being, including myself. Rely on building a relationship with Father. You can learn from me, but you need to dip into what I have to offer you and decide what is truth. And if there's error, just ignore it. Next question, are things just lost in translation with all these teachings? A huge amount has been lost in translation with a lot of these teachings, and you'll see that I pick up on those on quite a regular basis. Are you saying we're worshipping a false god? Yes, I'm saying that the grace for the wrong names like God, Jesus, the Lord, etc. was withdrawn in 2003, and if you are now worshipping Jesus or worshipping God or worshipping the Lord, you're worshipping a demonic or satanic being. Question, how do we follow our spirit? Takes time and practice. Again, fast, pray, study. You'll find much to guide you in my writings on my website, etc. But it's a lonely journey. If you decide to really do this, look at the documents that I'm going to talk about at the end of this presentation. Download them from the website or email me for them, and put them into practice. Next question, what is so wrong with music on the radio? Well, it depends how you define wrong. Fundamentally, most of the music on the radio, there's nothing really wrong with it except that it really doesn't say very much. What you've got to address is what you feed your spirit with. if you're listening to meaningless songs which don't have anything to do with Father, they're not going to help you to draw close to Him. If you want to draw close to Him, listen to music, listen to songs that help you draw close to Him. And generally speaking, those need to be songs with words. Listening to music without words doesn't feed you, doesn't strengthen you in the way that the songs that I'm going to talk about in the next few minutes do. Next question, does it matter what time of day you worship? No, not at all. Worship whenever you can. Worship all the time, effectively. I wake up in the morning, I try and turn on my worship songs. I get out of bed, I shower, I put my mobile phone in my pocket with earphones, and I listen to worship music as songs as I go downstairs, as I eat breakfast, as I brush my teeth, as I walk to my car. When I get in my car, start the car, there's worship music playing there. If I was catching a bus, I would listen with earphones. All the day at work, I have the earphones hung around my shoulders. If I have a couple of moments to spare, I stick the earbud in my ear and listen to whatever's playing at that time. And I allow the music, the songs to play anyway as worship to Father. So actually the right time of day to worship is all day, every day. Bit of a recap. Worship is making love to Father. Worship should be your constant practice, as I said a moment ago. The anointing increases dramatically when you worship for a longer duration. The anointing is the infilling of the Spirit of the Almighty on your flesh. And the more you worship, the stronger that will become. There's some word substitutions I'll talk about in a moment. There's a lot of words that are, or certainly a number of key words that are corrupt and should be avoided. In general, flow with the words and the anointing. As I said before, my collection of songs is at www.endtimeissueministries.org, recommended worship behind the home tab in the top left of the website. And remember, a friend worships at every possible opportunity. So some word substitutions. The following word substitutions are recommended relative to the songs that are on the website. Jesus, you should not be talking about Jesus in worship. Jesus is a prophet, a created human being. You should not worship him. God, pagan name, mighty one, El, almighty, are the words to use. The Lord, pagan name, Yahweh or Yahuwah or Yah, the eternally self-existing, or just Yah, as it best fits the music. As far as I'm concerned, those three substitutions are non-negotiable if you're serious about serving our Father in heaven. Other words that are commonly used in worship that should be avoided: holy. The Hebrew word is Kodesh, Q-O-D-E-S-H. I strongly recommend that you substitute holy with Kodesh. Glory, actually Kabod, or esteem, substitute with that. The Lamb, reference to the Lamb is a reference to Yeshua, and it should be avoided in worship. Substitute Yahuwah, or for only Yahuwah, meaning Yah, the eternally self-existing, is worthy of worship. So I'm going to go through some songs, starting here. Hallelujah, Yahuwah Almighty reigns, or Hallelujah, the Lord God Almighty reigns. It's an extremely powerful song once the errors in wording are corrected. The version below is particularly highly anointed and is strongly recommended. That's the one on the website. Sung with the appropriate words adjustments, this will help you to draw close to Father more than any other single song I know of if you're an English speaker. I believe that there are songs in other languages that some of which are more powerful. So the song runs, Hallelujah. Remember that Hallelujah, the last syllable of Hallelujah, is Yah, the true fundamental name of the Almighty. Hallelujah. For Yah El Almighty reigns. The normal wording of that is, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. But substitute Yah for Lord and El for God. Yah El, the Almighty reigns. Continues, Hallelujah. Kodesh. Kodesh are you, Yah El Almighty. Worthy is Yahweh. Worthy is Yahweh. Substituting the Yahweh for the Lamb. Hallelujah means praise Yah. So you can't get more fundamental in your praise than saying Hallelujah. And that's not Alleluia, as some people spell it, or any of the other mispronunciations. It's Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Song continues, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, for Yah El Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, Kodesh, Kodesh, are you Yah El Almighty. Worthy is Yahweh, worthy is Yahweh. The song continues, I strongly recommend it. As I say, you can download this off the website and start singing along with it. I have been singing this song for years. I never grow tired of it. I worship in my spirit rather than in my intellect. I listen to these songs day in and day out. They never grow tired for me because I'm not worshiping them with my intellect. I'm not worshiping them with my flesh. I'm worshiping them in my spirit. Some people say, well, just listen to anointed music. Certainly that may work for some. Doesn't work for me. To me, it's really important to be continuously singing powerful words, words that have meaning, words that are going to help you draw closer to Father. There's another song. This is The Air That I Breathe. It's a very effective worship song which stresses our need for Father and focuses us on drawing close to Him. The air that is referred to here is a metaphor for the Spirit of the Almighty flowing into us and on us. Fundamentally, as I said before, worship is making love to Father. So in the same way that when a man and a woman make love, the spirit of the man flows into the woman. When we worship and make love to the Almighty, His spirit flows into us. So the more you worship, the longer you worship, the more you will experience His spirit flowing into you. Provided, of course, that you're singing appropriate songs with appropriate words. If you're singing songs like Jesus, you know how much I love you, which are insulting, blasphemous, and not worship at all, then don't expect to have anything happen. You may be in an anointed environment when somebody sings a song like that. You may have some experience of the presence of the Almighty, but that is despite the song, not because of the song. Song goes, this is the air that I breathe, your Kodesh spirit dwelling in me. Your Holy Spirit dwelling in me. Kodesh meaning set apart, separated. This is my daily bread, your very word spoken to me. And the word there is not the Bible. It is audible words spoken to you by Father in your spirit. You may need to get on your face on the ground or at least on your knees in order to hear those words. If you fast enough and pray enough and read enough anointed literature, you will get to a place where you hear Him speak to you clearly and audibly, if you're really willing to make the effort to do that. Song continues, and I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. Now, if this is the first time that you've started singing this sort of song, you're probably not going to get that. If you've been doing this as long as I have, then there is a real desperation. If you feel that you've done something that's caused you to separate from Father. There's a real desperation to get back to Him. One is really lost without Him because one is reliant on His Spirit in you to guide you, to give you utterance, to give you wisdom in your work, to give you favor with the people you encounter in your work and in everything that you do. Without His Spirit in you, you really actually do nothing very much. So it behoves you to be desperate to draw close to Him. I think you may find with a song like This Is the Air That I Breathe that initially you're going to feel quite awkward because you can't really relate to it. There's a principle that you declare what you believe is possible. And if you sing these songs enough and if you engage with the words and believe the words and really just immerse yourself in the music and the words, you will get to a place where His Spirit is the air that you breathe, where His words are your daily bread, where you really are desperate for Him. And you may say, well, why on earth would I want to do something that makes me desperate for Him? That's a difficult one to answer. I kind of got there just because I decided to really get into serving Him. And I certainly would not have it any other way today. You can take my word for it and climb into it and fast, pray, read, worship. And here I'm not talking about trivia. I'm talking about spending a couple of hours a day focused on serving Him, learning about Him, reading about Him and His ways, worshiping, praying. When I first started to serve Father, I used to spend an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening praying. I'd get up at 5 in the morning. I'd spend an hour on my knees in the morning, hour on my knees in the evening. Spend another hour reading the Bible or reading anointed books morning and evening. And then I'd listen to worship music and anointed teachings in the car wherever I was driving. You can do that, and it'll serve you well. Next song, Exalt Yahweh R.L. Yahweh being the more accurate transliteration of the Hebrew phrase Yahweh, generally translated or transliterated as Yahweh, means Yah, the eternally self-existing. Our El, our beloved, mighty one. El means beloved, mighty one. It's a contraction of Elohim, which means almighty or mighty one, depending on context. And the song has some important words in order to position yourself in the right attitude towards the almighty with some word substitutions that I've applied here. So the song goes, Exalt Yahweh R.L., in other words, the Lord our God. Exalt Yahweh R.L. and worship at His feet, and worship at His feet. Exalt Yahweh R.L. Exalt Yahweh R.L. and worship at His feet, and worship at His feet. Important principle there in terms of attitude, don't exalt yourself relative to Father. See yourself at His feet. See how great He is, how powerful He is, how insignificant we are. Song continues, for He is Kodesh. In other words, He is holy. The song continues pretty much the same vein. Humble yourself. The humility is one of the great pieces of armor, of defense, spiritual defense that's available to a believer. Humility is not something you can buy. Humility is something that is, in a way, almost hammered into you if you pray the right prayers. And the sort of prayers that I'm thinking of there are, Father, judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. Father, I ask you to discipline me any time that I let pride into my life. Father, I ask you to humble me any time that I become proud. Father, help me to wear the mantle of humility. The mantle of humility is not much spoken about. Get the books, The Final Quest and The Call by Rick Joyner for a fairly detailed discussion of the mantle of humility and its importance. There's also, if you look at the website, on the top left-hand corner again, you'll find Where Will You Spend Eternity, in an e-book, and you can download that or you can read it online. Which will explain a lot about the mantle of humility. If you go to the, about halfway down the menu, there's a button called Eternity. If you hover over that, you'll find copies of The Final Quest and The Call available there to read online or to download. Next song, In the Stillness of This Hour, song goes, In the Stillness of This Hour, I Worship You, Yahweh. In other words, my Lord, crying Kodesh, holy, is Yahweh on high. In the quiet of my heart, I sing this song of praise, crying Kodesh, is Yahweh on high. Let's go through that again. In the stillness of this hour, I worship you, Yahweh. Crying Kodesh is Yahweh on high. In the quiet of my heart I sing the song of praise. Crying Kodesh is Yahweh on high. This is an example of real love making to Father, really crying out to him, telling him how important he is. And if you're listening to these songs and you're singing along with these words, you can always detour and put your own words in. Just let these words lead you into prayer. Let these words lead you into sharing with him whatever's on your heart. You're making love to him. You are really drawing close to him. This is not a command performance. It is you reaching out to him in an intimate and very personal way. Song continues, and for all my days I bow down before you, giving kabod, in other words, glory and esteem, honor to your name. And for all of my life, let me worship and adore you, crying Kodesh is Yahweh on high. So notice, I bow down before you. Humble yourself before him. He is almighty. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is king of everything. He is king of Yeshua, and Yeshua is king of all human kings and all human lords, and lord of all human lords. Giving him kabod, glory and esteem, honor. The song traditionally says, I will worship and adore you. I have to say to you that that is extremely presumptuous. You have absolutely no control of whether you will worship and adore him for the rest of his life, of your life. So when I sing this song, I prefer to pray in my heart and ask Father to help me to overcome to the end, that I may indeed worship him all my days. And then glory and honor, as I say, have pagan connotations. So the song again. In the stillness of this hour, I worship you, Yahweh. Crying Kodesh is Yahweh on high. In the quiet of my heart, I sing the song of praise. Crying Kodesh is Yahweh on high. And for all of my days, I bow down before you, giving kabod and esteem to your name. And for all of my life, let me worship and adore you, crying, Kadesh is Yahweh on high. Another important song, Draw Me Close to You, an important cry to our Father to help us draw close to Him. Note that He's not obliged to draw us close to Him. We're required to draw close to Him if we desire His rewards. He's not going to do anything to get you to draw close to Him unless you ask Him to help you draw close to Him. Simple prayer like, Father, help me to draw close to You always. But the important thing is that you sing this song and the others that we're looking at and others like them whenever you possibly can. If throughout the day when you get in your car, before you get on your mobile, while you're reversing out of the garage or out of your parking place, you hear the song, Father, help me to draw close to You, or whatever the song is that you're listening to, it's going to strengthen you spiritually. If you're listening to the news or you're listening to some hip-hop or whatever modern music's called these days, it's not going to help you. You may enjoy it. It may have a nice beat. It may have catchy lyrics. But so what? You're not going to be able to listen to that rubbish in heaven. You want to be close to Father for eternity, not some outlier place in heaven where you can hardly see His throne and where you have no authority, you have no power, you have no glory, and you look back and say, you know what, my life was a real waste of time. What a pity. You've got eternity to regret the fact that you did not draw close to Father in this life. So I really commend to you that you do whatever you need to do to draw close to Him and stay close to Him. And that means you sing songs like this. Next song, Your Eyes on the Sparrow. This is important in terms of realizing that Father does see all that we do and that He is concerned about us and interested in us. The song goes, Your eyes on the sparrow, and Your hand, it comforts me. From the ends of the earth to the depth of my heart, let Your mercy and strength be seen. You call me to Your purpose, for Your cupboard, may You draw all men as Your love and grace demands. Really important to understand and appreciate and value that Father is the comforter. Father is the counselor. He can be your friend if you really want it. He can guide you. He can open the doors He wants opened in your life and close the doors He wants closed in your life. He can bring the people He wants in your life in and take the people He doesn't want in your life out. But you have to pray the prayers. You have to say to Him, Father, open and close doors. Father, bring the people in and take the people out. It's so important to give Him permission to move in your life. And many of these worship songs do in some way give Him permission to move in your life. So I strongly recommend that you sing these songs on a daily basis. The song continues, Let me run to you. The normal wording is, I will run to you. Again, how do you know that you will run to Him? You can desire to run to Him. You can ask Him to help you to run to Him. But to make a categoric statement that you will run to Him, I don't think so. To Your words of truth, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of Yah, let me run the race till I see Your face, or let me live in the cupboard glory of Your grace. The original song contains the phrase, "As angels understand," which I've removed from the version on the website. The word angel should actually be translated messenger. It doesn't fit the music. And secondly, the errors, second order, are not in the interests of fitting the music. However, Father says angels do not understand. And for that reason, the phrase has been removed from the version for download. In other words, important to understand, angels are spirit beings created to serve Yah and serve mankind. They have a level of intellect and level of reasoning. They do not have the emotions and a lot of the mental powers, etc., that human beings have. So exalting angels and making out that angels are greater than us or more powerful than us is a serious mistake. So rather just go with the version of the song where I've taken that phrase out. Let me run the race till I see your face. Again, let me run the race rather than yes, I will run the race. You don't know. You can't guarantee it. Ask him to help you. So much of serving Father effectively is asking him to help you. Don't try and figure it out yourself. You're not going to get it right. That's why so many people who've been powerful at some stage in their life have become weak and ineffective and full of sin, because they've relied on their own strength. Don't rely on your own strength. Next song, Purify My Heart. This is a very important song in terms of seeking to be purified from sin and to be set apart to serve the Almighty. Note that we're unable to purify ourselves without Father's help. We do need to pray the appropriate prayers and undertake all the necessary measures that are discussed elsewhere. And we need help, Father's help, to do this in a manner that is effective and pleasing to him. The song goes, Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold, pure cold. Refine as fire. My heart's one desire is to be Kodesh, set apart for you, Yah. I choose to be Kodesh, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will. The metaphor of gold and silver is powerful. Both require very high temperatures to refine and purify them and get all the impurities out. You can pray for Father to pour out the fire of his spirit on you to burn up the dross, burn up the chaff. You want to be cleansed of your sin. You want to be set apart to his service. You want, as the second verse says, set apart for you, Yah. Kodesh means, or holy, means set apart, separated from the world. Song continues, Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me Kodesh. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin, deep within. Very, very powerful words. If you're going to live a life without sin, and living a life without sin is what's required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity. When Father speaks of overcomers, he is speaking of people who have overcome sin. When he speaks of friends, he's speaking of overcomers who've gone the extra mile and become very close to him. I can't stress this enough. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me Kodesh. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin, deep within. It will take years of praying this prayer, singing this song, to really get cleansed of your sin. It will require significant effort to get free of your sin. This is the hard work of this life, is to live a life without sin. That is why Yeshua, Jesus, was resurrected, because he lived for 33 and a half years with zero sin. He did not sin once, even when he died that terrible death. And that's why he was resurrected. That's why he's King of human kings and Lord of human lords. Not because of some magic power on his part, but because of obedience and living without sin. And one of the ways to get to that position is to sing songs like this one. Next song, Set Apart Spirit, You're Welcome in This Place. You may know it as Holy Spirit, You're Welcome in This Place. It's a very important song and prayer to ask the Set Apart, in other words, Holy Spirit of Yah, the Creator, to dwell in your house and in your body. Note that the opening to the song available for download is a prophetic, in other words, an inspired metaphor message from the Almighty. The song goes, Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Now, if you are confused about the so-called Holy Spirit, the Kodesh Spirit is Father. It is the portion of Father's Spirit that he pours into you as a believer if you ask him to fill you with his Spirit. It's analogous to the portion of the man's Spirit that he pours into the woman when he makes love to her. Father is omnipotent, yet he comes to dwell in anyone who truly believes and who invites him to dwell. Continuing. For in thy presence there's healing divine. No other power can save Yah but thine. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Thou art welcome in this place. Very, very powerful song. At times I've left this on my hi-fi playing on repeat throughout the day and sometimes even throughout the night on a low volume. I have the worship songs playing on my mobile phone 24/7. I go to bed, turn the volume down on my earphones, and have the worship songs play through the night. So that they're being sung on my behalf, they're being sung to Father. It creates a pleasant environment for him, and it strengthens me as well. Song continues. For in thy presence there's healing divine. No other power can save Yah but thine. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Thou art welcome in this place. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Kodesh Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Can't stress it enough. Powerful words, words that will change your life over time, words that will bring you into Father's presence, words that strengthen your relationship with him. It's so important to understand that the first and foremost reason that you exist is to worship Father and have a deep personal relationship with him. If you are not doing that, you've lost the plot, you've missed the purpose of being on earth, you're wasting your time. I'm not being ugly to you, I'm just telling you the way it is. You were created to be Father's friends. The only reason this whole planet exists, the whole universe exists, everything that you see around you exists, you and your friends and your family exist, is to be friends to Yah. And if you're not his friend, by the time you die, you're going to get a nasty shock when you get to heaven, if you get to heaven at all. So, to recap, we revisited a few principles. We looked at some examples of recommended worship and discussed the wording and the meaning of those words and how you would apply them. And I can't recommend that enough. If you're not singing songs like these, and I have a collection of, I don't know, 50 or 100 praise and worship CDs, gospel songs, etc. I have a collection of about 22 songs that I listen to every day, all day, 24/7. That is how few of this total collection of songs that I have that have really useful, meaningful worship. The rest of them have got nice lyrics, attractive, they sound nice, they've got catchy tunes, but they've got no substance to them. The collection on the website that's available for you to download has got power, powerful words, will help you to draw closer to Father, critical part of serving Father. You can get to that collection of songs at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Behind the home tab in the top left-hand corner, if you hover your mouse there, you will see a page called Recommended Worship. You can download the document, and there are links in that page to download individual songs or listen to the songs online. Or alternatively, you can download a zip file with all of the songs and put them on a memory stick and play them on your hi-fi, load them onto your mobile phone, etc. Remember that a friend worships at every possible opportunity. On the website, in the location I've just spoken to you about, you will find four key documents. I hold them to be the most important documents that I've ever written. The first one is entitled The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You. The second is Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator. This is about a 70-page document. It contains a whole variety of prayers, processes, guidelines, things to do, things to pray, things to put into practice in your life. Huge amount of information in terms of how to draw close to Father. Read it, apply it, put it into practice. You probably need to read it several times. Next one, the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Understand how the name Yah permeates the history of believers, permeates the Bible. Next one that I mentioned earlier, where will you spend eternity? What's required in order to sit on a high throne for eternity? A deep analysis that I undertook based on the books, The Final Quest and The Call, about 10, 15 years ago. And a lot of other material as well in terms of living that sort of life. Also quite a weighty document. Available at the website www.endtimeissueministries.org, behind the home page on the menu in the top left-hand corner. And then there are books of teachings, etc., that are available. And you can email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. There's also a worship tab on the website with more information about worship. Just go to that page. So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next week. Please email me to join the mailing list. I try and send out articles at least once a week. I've been not quite meeting that target in the last month or so with the holidays. I was traveling overseas for a while, but I hope to get back to a routine of publishing an article at least once a week. I'm busy compiling a collection of my writings. Email me if you'd like to obtain a PDF, or in time I hope to be able to send you a physical bound set of documents. The first volume in that set is The Most Important Writings, including those just listed. That is available right now in PDF format if you'd like to email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. And I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. I hope if this is, if you've listened to most of this program, and particularly if you've listened to a few of the previous programs, that you are seriously considering what's required in order to become a friend of the Almighty, that you're seriously considering becoming a friend of the Almighty. I urge you to start the journey today. Start, download these songs, start singing them, and you will progress, and it's really well worth it. Amen. Father, I